least 1,000 people have queued up for a COVID test in Queenstown today after a recent visitor tested positive in South Korea. Well South organised a temporary drive-through testing site at the Pack and Save car park in Frankton today to check for any sign of community transmission. Our reporter Tess Brunton spoke to those in the queue about why they're getting tested.
People started lining up for a test about 40 minutes before the temporary testing site was due to open at 9 a.m. Queenstown residents Ross and Rose were first in line.
Well, we feel it's better to be safe than sorry. This pop-up testing opportunity is here today, so we decided to take it.
Both are in their 70s.
We're in a very vulnerable group, and we felt it's essential to come. And look, it's all here for us. They couldn't have made it easier. It seemed beautifully, perfectly organised, and we're very impressed.
Organisers Well South started testing before 9 as cars kept joining the three-lane queues and people walked in for tests. The team is made up of 30 to 40 people with 12 swabbers. By 9.30, 100 people had been swabbed. One of them is Greg, who works at a ski field near Queenstown.
If there's anyone in Queenstown that's likely to come in contact with someone, it's one of our lovely ski field workers. We're up there, we're interacting with the public, we're giving smiles, high fives, we're helping them up off the ground, and we see people from all over New Zealand.
He doesn't believe New Zealand has seen the end of COVID-19 outbreaks yet.
Our borders are still porous. We've got flight crews coming in and out. It is only a matter of time until this gets into the country, and we as a society need to be prepared for that.
Queenstown resident Jeff was waiting in line for 15 minutes and says he expected the queues.
People want to do the right thing, but they should have had far more booths. And so it's a bit ridiculous having to wait this long.
Well South Primary Health Network started out with 400 tests prepared for the day, but had to get 500 more to cope with the demand. They tested 400 people before midday. Its medical director, Stephen Graham, says they weren't sure how many people would show up. He says they want to prevent similar outbreaks to what's happening in Victoria.
In these places, there's been low levels in the community for a period of time, and then it gets out of control by the time you find it. There's a whole lot more cases, so we're trying to test now and pick it up if it's there before it becomes more widespread.
Queenstown residents William and Derna both work at one of the businesses the traveller visited. They were happy to get it over and done with.
It sucked. but it's not like a terrible thing that's going to end your life. Honestly, like that's all I can say.
It's just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's all.
And then it was my turn as nurses Jess and Sarah gave me a COVID-19 test with a swab that looks a bit like a long flossing brush.
So it's a swab that goes up one nostril. It's uncomfortable but not painful, so it'll be all over in a few seconds. Your job's just to hold your head really nice and still. Just breathe away normally and just keep breathing. It's just a few seconds.
Okay.
And just keep breathing.
I've got a swab up my nose. It is moving around. It's, what would you say?
All done.
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Here's a wee tissue.
Thank you. I will need that for my eyes.
Uncomfortable, but not painful. There's also an option to get a blood sample to check if people have been exposed or have previously had COVID. Angela got both tests done and says they wouldn't be testing if it wasn't necessary.
Less invasive than I thought. It was quite a skinny little, or thinner than a Q-tip, and it just sort of prickled a little bit, but it didn't hurt, and it certainly didn't, you didn't feel sick having it done or anything. It was quite painless.
Dr. Stephen Graham says the more testing they can do, the better. Most people can expect their results over the coming days. In Queenstown for Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.